is Simone.
And this is your friendly neighborhood snippet.
Yes. Welcome to Clean Ears. Guys, we're on YouTube now. You can see us.
Hi. Curls on fleek.
For today.
So we wanted to bring our snippets straight to your eyes.
Yes.
And today we're talking about something that's kind of been part of the culture for a little bit, something that's been discussed for a while now, and that is cursing.
So, I feel like it's a bit of an age-old question. Mm-hmm. Should Christians curse? Is it okay? What does the word say about it? I know that for a lot of us, it's a bit of a habit that's been hard to shake. Some of us, like me, I don't know why, have decided to all of a sudden pick it up as a new struggle. I don't know. I put some stuff down. My hands were free. And all of a sudden, it was like my mouth just went way left.
Oh.
And so we're really just trying to figure out, what does the word say about it? Should we do it? Is it okay?
I feel you. I'm one of those people who cursed a lot, BC life. And so once I got saved, it seemed like it was all gone. It floated away. And then all of a sudden, it has come back worse than ever. And so legitimately, I'm wondering, is it all right? I have a little bit of foul mouth sometimes. I don't need to take it to God, but what does he say about cursing?
Exactly.
So let's actually go to the word on this. One of my favorite scriptures about cursing comes from Psalm 10 and 7. And it says, his mouth is filled with cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue are mischief and iniquity. I think that means don't curse.
That person was cursing. Definitely. The scripture that came to mind for me was from Ephesians 4:29. And first of all, if you've not read Ephesians, it's life. It is literally whole life. Everything that needs to happen and not happen.
Yes.
Ephesians. And it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what's helpful for building others up, especially for the people who are listening to you. And for those of you who don't use the word unwholesome in real life, like me.
Yeah.
Y'all know I'm a dictionary person. If you listen to the podcast, you know the first thing I do is pull up the dictionary. What does this even mean? So I can know if I like want it or not. And
just be choosing words.
Yes.
And be like,
I don't know. Maybe I want to be unwholesome. Well, what we learned was no. And what unwholesome means is something that is not conducive to moral health. And that is definitely not something that I want to be. That's not something I want to give off when I speak. And that for me answered the question for whether or not I think it's okay to curse according to what the word says. Because an example was one of my nephews texted something to another one of my nephews, and I was like, oh, you shouldn't say that. And his response to it was, he didn't say a cuss word. He kind of just did like a fake cuss word. And I said, don't do that. And he said, well, you do it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've ruined someone's child, first of all. But then it made me realize, like, wow, that's exactly what the scripture says. Only what's helpful for building up others, especially those who are listening to you. So that let me know, like, wow, he's listening and I gotta tighten up.
Right. I totally understand that. I also understand having to work your way to that answer.
Yes.
Because I know I have no young children in my immediate purview.
Good.
So if it slips, though, I feel like I have a hard time. It seems sometimes it feels like it's the only word that makes sense in that moment. And I'm just all over the place. And then you have people who are out here in the culture who are like, I still cuss. And so you're like, well, why can't I be that person too? And so it really is one of those things you have to go to God about and see how he convicts you about it.
Yes.
And that's the hard part, is that if you're not willing to hear it, then of course it's still fine to you. And if you aren't yet at a place of where it's feasible for that to get out of your language, it's going to be something that you still struggle with.
Absolutely. I agree completely. I feel like follow your conviction. If you're convicted, cut it out.
Right.
But if you're not convicted, but you kind of in your mind understand the argument or understand the conversation of whether or not we should, then talk to God about it. And if you're not supposed to, that conviction will come.
That's so true. Yeah. And I feel like even if you just start taking certain words out, derogatory words, at least, I mean, I know some are just exclamations, some are derogatory. You just start filtering yourself. I feel like it's not that hard in some instances, but at the same time, I'm still struggling, so I can't like be like, oh, you're fine, it's easy, because sometimes it
What I found though is I seem to do it more when I'm by myself, and so I've learned that, well, there must be a reason behind that. Obviously there are people that I'm hiding from, hiding this little habit from, oh, who now know. But that also to me is an indicator, yeah, that even if there's no conviction, the fact that I'm only doing it in certain settings definitely is a little telling.
Yes, that's true. I know that I do feel bad. Even as I continue to struggle with cursing, I know I have the sweetest face, and so you don't believe it. But I was raised by a man of the Navy, so I learned it the hard way.
Literally, cursing like a sailor.
Cursing like a sailor. I've got that. So even as I struggle with cursing, I think of James 3:10, which is so simple because he says, from the same mouth came blessing and cursing. Mm. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Basically, let's try not to do that. Because we're supposed to be different from the world around us, and the world around us has filthy mouths.
Blah, 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 all day.
So we're trying to be different from that, and so that means our speaking should be wholesome. Ooh. And have, you know, good character and encourage people. And it's hard to encourage people as you're cursing them out. So
what? I was thinking about cussing when I dropped my keys. No. I didn't know she was just reading people on the weekends.
I don't read people on the weekends. I'm just saying, if one comes out, usually they come in assorted flavors. And you know what? It's like a Skittles version of speaking, where you're like, I would've used this, and then you pair it with this, and then you have a new... Okay, never mind. Anyway, some people don't know, you don't know my struggle, okay?
A whole cocktail of curses.
A whole cocktail of curses, and you just wash it down.
Oh, gosh.
With some adjectives and so forth.
I love this scripture, though, because it's so straightforward. It says, yeah, hey, all of this is coming from the same place.
Yeah.
That cannot be right.
Yeah.
And it makes me also think about that scripture that says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And mm-hmm. sometimes it is a reflection of the things that we are thinking about too. And sometimes if you find yourself thinking things like, for me, my cursing started in my head, which was kind of odd. And because again, it came from no place. I didn't grow up around it. My parents didn't curse. It literally just came out of nowhere in my mind. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me also to just check what I'm thinking about. And if I catch it in my mind, to repent for it. If I catch it in my mind to pray about it and not treat that as, oh, nobody heard it. Because at some point I'll start speaking it, and I have started to speak it. And so it's just important to also keep in mind what's going on in your thoughts.
Another scripture that I think of is, you know, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
And so for me, it's always been a heart issue. When I'm in a bad place, I'll curse more. When I'm in a better place, I curse less. There have been seasons where I didn't curse at all, like legitimately years of not cursing, and then all of a sudden I get into a bad season and it's just peppered throughout my whole world. And so it really is a matter of, where's your heart at? Do a heart check. Figure out what's going on. Are you close to God in this moment? A lot of times when I'm feeling far away from God, my language will reflect that. And so you want to try to figure out what the root of it is, and then that's easier, and a better way for you to figure out, is this something that I need to start taking out of my language?
Absolutely.
So I want to leave it up to you guys at the end of the day.
Yes.
Because you know what the word says, you know our struggles. So now it's time for you to go to God and figure out, hey, is this me? Do I have a problem? What's going on with my heart? What's going on with my head?
Right. And if you're asking yourself the question, is this okay? Chances are, might not be. So I hope you enjoyed this, our very first video snippet. Yay, we made it.
Yes.
You made it with us. We're so excited to be bringing this to you from a different platform and to be visible, and as scary as that is. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you do, definitely check out our website, www.cleanairshow.com. There's a link below. Click that and you'll be able to see everything that Clean Airs has to offer.
Don't forget to subscribe to this channel, guys.
Yes,
subscribe,
please.
Share, follow us on all our medias, and we will see you soon.
Yes.
Have a good time.
Bye. This music in my ear.